Hello, art friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. So yesterday on Patreon, we did a video that felt pretty good, and we want to thank our newest Patreons.
Indeed. We want to say a huge thank you to Michelle, Michael, Red Sky, and Amir.
Thank you guys so much for joining the family over on Patreon, and make sure everybody is subscribed to Heart's Home as well, where we don't go into the dark side of things so much. It's more of just pure light over on that particular channel. If you feel like there's just too much crap in the world and I don't want to hear crap today, I don't want to know what 46 is doing today. Well, let's see how he came and addressed the people here.
Thank you, Sacred Bridges. Thank you, Sacred Bridges. Thank you, Sacred Bridges.
How did he know the pet name of Pete's? Well, I don't know.
Well, he has character.
Oh, that says it all. No. This actually says it all. This really. Listen to this hot mic conversation between the Chief Medical Officer of Healthy for Canada, Dr. David Williams, talking with his co-worker, Barbara Yaffe. Okay, listen. This tells you the state of everything.
I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them.
Oh, you're giving numbers. I do. I go, oh.
I just say whatever they write down for me.
Yeah. I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them. I just say whatever they write down for me. Talking heads. Puppets. Puppets on strings. And the world is waking up to this. Here in Israel, you got to say, why is Netanyahu still in power? I mean, he's like come back from the dead a million times. He's like the Gollum. He's like the Frankenstein monster. He just won't go away. He keeps walking through the fire. And here you have protests in Tel Aviv, where Eritrean asylum seekers clashed with police. 35 people are reportedly injured, 11 from gunfire. You know, again, everywhere around the world, you see this round robin taking place. You see this game where they're shaking up the populations. They're moving major populations around purposefully in order to create tensions and chaos. It all goes back to Genesis 11. Look, we can't have humanity divided. No telling what they'll do. They're being civil. They're getting along. We can't have that. This is the controllers speaking, the real controllers. Pakistan over here, protests against high inflation and heavy utility bills. Policemen were actually beaten by the public. And there's also a lot of tension going on over some comments. It's a Sunni-Shia situation. Again, that echoes all the way back down to when Muhammad, who is, again, according to tradition, Muhammad received the Quran from God or from the Archangel Gabriel. And then he passed on, and it's like, who took over? Well, you know, the Sunnis back one side, the Shia another side. And going all the way back to those times, it's been contentious ever since. This is kind of human nature, but it's certainly the control system. And so, you know, as this person's saying, this could certainly turn horribly bloody. And, you know, there's also protests going on in Syria. As really, you know, we might forget, but Syria has been suffering from war for a decade. Yeah, you know, this is crazy, actually. You know, when you look at some of these areas, they've suffered almost eternally. As there's, you know, war after war after war, there might be a couple years of relative peace, and then it happens all over again. The maps are always changing, but again, the people are always suffering. This is the control system. This is the control system that does this completely intentionally. And still, we have a lot of people thinking that it's actually real. Well, it is. The pain and suffering's real. But it's really a play being drawn out. Again, what did she say? I don't know. I just say whatever they tell me to say, you know, and you see the hand signals, the Illuminati type of secret society, Masonic hand signals given out by people that are trusted in the right side as well as the left side. Yeah, both sides are all about the system. And it's just the fact that people get caught up and they think that, oh, I picked the right side. No, as soon as you jump into it and you take a side, you're completely controllable. You have to rise above and recognize all this is about dividing humanity, keeping humanity fighting itself so it doesn't realize it's being manipulated by outside sources.
They have to have that to keep everything going. And once you are understanding of the duality bicycle and how it needs both pedals to move itself forward, both good and bad, and then you step back and assess yourself and saying, am I one of the ones helping to push these pedals forward, even if you feel you're on the quote right unquote side? You know, it's very difficult. And then when you stop and meditate for a moment on the words belief system and how belief is so powerful, so important, then you really, that's when I really got an understanding of what we're up against. Because people in their heart of hearts, they're doing things on with their best knowledge, their best foot forward. They think they're doing the absolute right thing and they're working from their heart. Whichever side they're on, they think that they're doing the absolute best thing. Then you start to realize what we are really up against and what we need to prepare for. And, you know, if anyone else wants to listen, you can have a deeper understanding of how they manipulate. Because, boy, they use those cracks in the belief system. And they even create the belief system to create the cracks to move in there to manipulate people. Remember, it's that duality bicycle.
Absolutely. You know, so, you know, again, we have to recognize what's going on here. And the official numbers from the Department of Defense claim that Ukraine's lost over 100,000 troops since the beginning of the conflict. That's about double the amount of U.S. dead during the entirety of the Vietnam War, which lasted over 10 years. You know, and when you look at that, those estimates are thought to be much, much lower than the reality. So, you know, here we are. We don't really have a clear picture of what's going on. Some people think that it's not even happening, that there is no war there. It's all being shot in movie studios. No. They need that pain and suffering. That actually helps feed certain entities that do a very, very dark bidding, so to speak. So foreign fighters, there's all sorts of foreign fighters in the front lines, and there's all sorts of people that are guns for hire that are taking place. In reality, this is a direct confrontation between NATO and Russia ongoing. And its real purpose is multifold, but it is about, poisoning the breadbasket of Europe, for one thing. You know, Ukraine is literally, it's one of the breadbaskets of the world. It's very highly productive farmland. And again, it's about controlling resources. Controlling resources as the population wakes up. And also, it's about distraction, you know, giving people something else to look at. And as people wake up more and more, everything gets more and more dangerous. The U.S. deploying depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine in order to destroy the territory radioactive waste. You know, we just watched Fukushima. They wanted to release radioactive water into the Hudson River in New York, and that got shut down for the moment. And, of course, depleted uranium's been used by the U.S. all over the Middle East and other areas, too. And, again, this creates toxicity, which lowers life expectancy. This is the reason why, you know, the main reason why we have a lower life expectancy in a dark age is because of the control system. It's intentional poisoning of the environment. And that's pretty damn obvious. And now they harp on, we gotta clean the environment. We have to stop the carbon emissions. We never had to have the carbon emissions in the first place. And it's not about that. This is just about a more consolidated power grab, as we know, as they start to lose control. As you see, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after he met with Houston-based Consul General of the People's Republic of China in Atlanta. Yeah, and then they found 40,000 absentee ballots that weren't counted because of a water main break, pipe burst. Sure, there's all these coincidences going on, but the big thing here is this is all about getting people angry. As we were talking about, you know, there might be events that are going to really get people angry because they haven't gotten them angry enough. Where, you know, we don't see the civil conflict happening in the U.S., and they want that. The control system wants that before they launch the real, complete, full force of WW3 upon the world. Even one firearm sale could land you in jail under Biden's new ATF rule. Everything that's going into effect now is not for the number 46 regime. No, everything that's being done now, and has been for a while, really, is all about handing off power to the new conquerors of the U.S. and NATO. So, you know, we're talking the BRICS nations, primarily the fine dining ware country and Russia. And I see many, many comments by you guys and others out there that are saying, well, I sure hope that we find ourselves in a district that's being governed by Russia and not the fine dining ware country.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we'll just find ourselves in a place where we'll be left alone and we'll be able to live peacefully and do what we need to do and work with our neighbors and create our own little communities. You know, that's kind of what I'm envisioning.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm going to stick by your side. So here you go. Backdoor universal registration checks. Unconstitutional. Yeah, the Constitution hasn't been in effect for a while. And, you know, again, we can look to the obvious. IRS is buying 40 caliber submachine guns. Yeah, and what did JB want to do? Double the size of the IRS. Why? Because people are going to wake up and also not just wake up. I mean, they're going to be seeing where their money goes and they're going to have issue with it. We're giving money, or not really giving, it's being taken from us. And you'll have people that say, you know, oh, it's a voluntary system, and until they come to your door with a 40 caliber submachine gun.
Indeed.
Yeah, see how quickly people will say, here you go, sorry, what do I make that check out for? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, millions of rounds. This is all about, again, look to NAZI Germany, look to what happened in the 30s, look to the brown shirts, look to the conflict between the communists and the National Socialists, how that was going on. That's very much the same thing they're doing right now with Antifa and everything, and Proud Boys and all that. You know, this is so much the same thing over and over. The AI is not inventive. AI can only take that which has been. It can't create. It can only take that which has been and replay it in new ways. It could run programs to see what's going to be more effective. You know, the federal government rests on its authority to collect income taxes on the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was allegedly ratified in 1913. And again, when they were first talking about this, they were talking about it as a temporary thing. And of course, what happened in 1914, guys? WW1, right? And what really got us out of WW1, 1918, it got us out of it. I should probably rephrase that. I'm thinking ahead really to the Great Depression, because we had the Great Depression, which started in 1929. But before that, in 1918, well, a lot of people got sick with Spanish flu. And there was the exact same thing going on in 1918 that was happening in 2020. There was a push for certain. I mean, they don't ever do anything new. It's the same thing rebranded time and time and time again. My social studies, high school social studies teacher, used to say that the worst president in history was Woodrow Wilson. Well, you know, Woodrow Wilson did enact a lot of the banking. Modern banking is a lot of it came into effect during his tenure there. And again, the secret societies, they have their hands in everything. Brazil, that's the B in BRICS, displaces the U.S. as corn exporter king as trade winds shift. And I love corn, but we almost never eat it because you can't get organic corn. I mean, it's so rare to find organic corn. Everything is GMO. And one of the things that will lead to inflammation, corn, GMO corn and GMO soy, those are the two dominant crops that you see when you travel through the Midwest and many other areas too. I mean, it's all GMO. Why is it GMO? Is it to give you better yields? Is it to be pest resistant? Well, the reality is it's going to cause inflation. It's going to cause high profits for the food and drug business. And, you know, the FDA is all about, again, look at the letters, Food and Drug Administration. It's all about administering. Centers for Disease Control. It's all about controlling disease. Controlling, not eradicating. It's all right in front of our faces. Marijuana is the sixth biggest cash crop in the U.S. right now. You know, we don't partake because we have no need. I do understand there are some people that will utilize it. And, you know, CBD is definitely helpful for many people. But again, if people were able to dedicate the time to meditation, yoga, and qigong, you can go far beyond anything that it can do for you as far as these substances, even though obviously the most natural substances are in general much more desirable than the ones that have been refined and modified by quote-unquote science.
You know, and I think medicinal plants are very, very valuable, especially those who have been through trauma, those who have been through a lot of grief. They really can help get you back to that point where you don't need them any longer, you know, using that with the goal in mind. You know, the only problem I see here is like, it's kind of like that if you can't beat them, join them attitude. So they hop in there on the bandwagon. So even this medicinal plant is probably being GMO'd and altered in some way, shape, or form.
As we look to Canada, oh, Canada, how you have fallen. I mean, this looks like what we have seen in Seattle and in San Francisco and in Portland and in so many other, you know, cities across the U.S., again, people wanting to escape from reality, which often leads to, altering mind, altering substances, which leads to exactly what we see here. And so instead, if people would search for clarity, focus, again, the toxicity of the world is really brought on by the system, and we understand it. When we understand, why was there war forever in Afghanistan? Because because of the poppies, you know, because the illegal and the legal drug trade are really one in the same. They're really one in the same. They are being monitored by the same forces. And really, when you say legal and illegal, it's all about just controlling the flow of profits.
Yeah, you know, and when we see things in the news and it's pointing out something that some politician has done and they're saying, oh, this person is an idiot or this politician just is totally clueless. I think we have to keep, every time we see a headline like that, understand you have to twist it to say, no, he's not an idiot. No, he's not clueless. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do to bring about the fall of so many good, innocent people. He's simply playing out his part. Once you really get a good hold of that, and then you know that these people are doing it deliberately, it does really take a lot of the pain and angst. And then you take that pain and angst and that information and you focus in on yourself and your home and your family, and you know darn good and well you start getting yourself ready.
Yeah, and we've shared with you in the past, and there is a search bar on every one of our channels, again, where you can search for things, because I see questions that we've covered many, many times before. For us, you know, what are our medicines? Well, you know, I would never go without having peppermint, eucalyptus, and tea tree essential oils in the house. Those are our musts. Oil of oregano is a great positive thing too. We keep tons of clove. I have 20 pounds of turmeric, organic turmeric, which I know there's a lot of turmeric that has been laden with heavy metals, and so we will be growing our own as well. This is where we're going, guys. And, you know, less is more, but just high quality. Again, people get hungry and they're poor, so they head to the dollar menu. That's exactly what they're banking on. You do not find a lot of organic produce in the ghettos because people think they can't afford it. And again, you know, where is life expectancy the lowest? Again, this is all hand in hand. The other side of this coin too is when people are so laden and dependent on these chemicals to get them out of the normal state of awakened consciousness, it does cloud them. And this is one of those things where we can find that people that when they leave the 3D realm, when they leave the body, the ones that have a hard time are the ones that are laden with these chemical addictions. And it could take an earth time, you know, weeks, months, years, decades even, sometimes, to get clarity before they have their life review and then decide to what to do. Perhaps one of the only things that can be worse than this is literally the atrocities and terrors of war. And there are many Civil War soldiers still on the battlefield. They have not gotten past those horrors all that time. This is why the system gives us nonstop war. This is why the system hands us all these, you know, deadly, dangerous chemicals, and they're even deadly to the astral side of us. And so recognize that. Now is a time for sobriety. We need to be clear-minded, focused. And I know many out there that have been down the deepest, darkest depths of addiction, and they've completely overcome. And you guys know who you are. I know of many of our regulars that have gone down that path, and they are just glorious shining lights of possibility, and we totally applaud and love you guys for what you've done and how you've overcome.
Definitely not an easy path to walk down, but those that have carry some of the greatest wisdom and can carry on some of the most beautiful conversations. You know, always think of that diamond that's getting crushed under the coal. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it's painful. But my gosh, when that diamond shines, oh my goodness, it's a beautiful day.
Two 50-year-old documents related to a coup in Chile were released by the CIA and State Department last week. The democratically elected left-wing governor, President Salvador Allende, was overthrown in 73 by Chilean military with covert CIA backing. The U.S. supported dictatorship led by General Augusto Pinochet was subsequently installed. You know, this is the thing. You know, you think we're brought up thinking that we are the white hats. No, there are no white hats in government. The government's of all the world, for the most part, are black hats, if you want to put it that way. They're all part of the same system. Whether you're talking CIA, FBI, KGB, OSS, MI6, it doesn't matter. They are working for the system. They are oppressing humanity. This is the big reveal. It doesn't matter if you're in the U.S., or if you're in any other country. You know, there might be some small countries that have leaders that are relatively still intact with integrity, but it doesn't last long. That's the sad fact. Again, it's going to be getting outside of the system, because the system's still going to be corrupt. You're not going to. They want you to think you can fix the system. They want you to keep the system, but it's in not keeping the system. Realizing this is broken, it needs to be thrown away. We need to find something totally, totally different. Doctors tell millions of Americans to beware going to the beach, right? Or even, you know, fresh water. Deadly flesh-eating bacteria on the rise. Well, what's on the rise is compromised immune systems. And part of the reasons is what we're eating. And so, you know, Hellmann's, I wouldn't use Hellmann's anymore. This is what I mean. You look over here and you see, okay, you know, whatever the ingredients are, olive oil, water, with vinegar, okay, natural flavors. Watch out for those natural flavors. H-E-K, you look up H-E-K, natural flavors, Google that. Ingredients derived from a bioengineered source. Yes, you know, again, oh, Hellmann's, how far you have fallen.
Definitely look at your ingredients, and not just the ingredients either. It's like you have to look at the back of the whole packages now, but go through your stuff because they sneak it in there. They sneak it in quick and they sneak it in silently. And it's not just the mayonnaise. We have to start looking at everything. You know, every time we go to the store and we look at the ingredients, all too often they're sneaking in something that wasn't there before when we're trying to buy organic. So the closer you can get from, you know, food to mouth is better.
In its natural state as much as possible. And, you know, we do several cleanouts and things are changing all the time. Our energies are changing all the time. And I just got done with a fast and I'm noticing I just can't do certain things anymore. You know, this is just, it just keeps changing and getting to the point where, you know, it can be eaten very, very simply, real simply. And that's okay. Last night, you know, again, had some fabulous strawberries, blueberries, and bananas, and, you know, loved them. They tasted fabulous. But then we made something that I was like, do you want to try this? You know, well, we could give it a go, see how it goes. Because the last time we tried it, we were both like, yuck, even though it was something we loved. And it was yuck, you know. And it's just the food is changing. The environment is very, very toxic. And our vibrational frequency is ramping up. So, you know, I'm looking at a huge thing of pumpkin seeds. You know, Cindy goes through like 5 pounds of pumpkin seeds a week, yet they are detoxing. And what else do we have? You know, we have organic pears. We have organic bananas. We have organic strawberries and blueberries. We have, you know, big tubs of organic peanut butter. We have tons of nuts, you know, again, organic.
Double-filtered water, and it sits in a glass jar.
Yeah, double filtered water in a glass jar. We are very careful about our avocados. Cindy cannot live without avocados. And so one of the things we're, I'm getting a little bit off, but I think it's really important to talk to you guys about this. So we will be rounding up fruit trees and stuff now, even though it's a little early still here to start doing things and planting them. Again, the feeling is towards the end of this month, we might not be able to do the things that we want to do because it feels like the events are coming along. They might not manifest right at the end of the month, but we're feeling we're getting closer to a deadline. So we're going to be rounding up fruit trees and bushes and things like that. We had put in 0.2 acres, 35 fruit trees and bushes. So now we have about 1.5 acres cleared. We won't be able to afford all the ones that I'd love to put in. But again, you know, this is what the guides have told us. And they told us you're going to need to be self-sufficient as much as possible by the, you know, around the holidays of this year. You really are. And part of it is that we cannot trust the food system at all anymore. So contact your local farmers and see what they do. Talk to them about what they do.
And be friendly too, because some of them simply might not know what's going on in their world. They're just as busy. They're probably busier than 99% of the population. So as you're talking to them, and if you hear something you don't like, simply just ask them and be very kind about it, because they're just like us. You know, they're trying to help others. They have a desire to to help and to feed, and it comes from, you know, somewhere subconscious in their DNA, and they're just kind of fulfilling their who they are as a person. And they don't know everything, just like we don't know everything. So we hear things. I mean, I'm always learning something new every day. So I just keep an open mind. I keep an open heart, and we have these discussions and we work with people. And if we hear things we don't like, you know, we don't demonize, we don't jump off a cliff. We don't holler. We don't get anxious. You get curious. That's what I do. If I hear things that, you know, kind of hit me wrong, I get more curious, because I've learned more often than not, when in doubt, be kind.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had mentioned that I just got done with a fast, and now we'll go back into a little bit more of a normal cycle, which I found very productive, which was simply, say Sunday, you know, stopping eating at like maybe 5 or 6, and then eating again Monday night at like around 6 or so. And so one 24-hour fast a week can do wonders. You know, it's just that simple, if you can make it. Now again, if you are diabetic, you know, you've been eating a standard American diet, it could be a shock to your system. But a 3-day fast can completely reboot your immune system. It's not easy. Absolutely. It's not easy. It's challenging. It needs to be worked up to. And when I say that, I mean just water, herbal teas, black coffee. That's it. But it can eliminate so much. I mean, it's just amazing. I couldn't sleep last night because I had too much energy. After the fast, I was wired. After the fast, I had so much energy. I don't know what to do with it. I felt like going out and running, and all the little aches and pains in my joints pretty much disappeared and went away. So I could tell you, you know, they don't make any money when you don't consume. This is why it's a consumer world. They want to get you to eat as much as possible, get you to do as much as possible, buy as much as possible, accumulate. You know, be a consumer. That's the whole drive behind this world. You gotta have this. You have to have that. But the reality is, probably the simplest thing we can do that would help heal us more than anything is to periodically abstain from taking in any food, especially when the food is in general so polluted and toxic.
You know, even look at the education system. We send our children to school and they teach them to be consumers. They definitely don't teach them to think for themselves. They just teach them what to think. And that's just really wrong on so many levels. That's why I'm a huge advocate of homeschooling, and not just homeschooling with the information that they have to give your child, but teach your child about gardening, teach your child about, you know, growing trees. I mean, teach your child how to build, all the things that it's going to take to be someone who can contribute in a smaller setting.
So we had AR3413 produce moderate M-class 3.3 solar flare. And the active region is now rotating onto the west limb, and any potential eruptions from this point be directed away from Earth. But one or perhaps two CMEs were expected to pass Earth within the next 24 to 48 hours. As we can see, the KP rose up to around 5, so we definitely got some energy blasts. Again, all that is just beneficial to us, but it can be challenging, you know, especially if we haven't started to really work on the spiritual side of things.
Definitely.
Japanese astrophysicists suggest the possibility of a hidden planet in the Kuiper Belt. In the Kuiper Belt, they say there may be a planet the size of Earth, or maybe a little bit bigger, and we just don't see it. Well, that got me thinking. Oh my gosh. You know, so much is hidden from us, and so much is right in our faces. And people talk about Project Blue Beam and fake alien invasion, you know, till the cows come home. Yet the reality is, you know, what we're looking up into the sky and seeing every day is a hologram itself already. Things are being hidden, and they have been hidden from us this whole time.
It's just what they do.
It is what they do. So in case you have never really thought or looked, you can see this is about to scale the size of the planets. As you see, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune, and then down here you have Pluto and other dwarf planets. And this one's giving you approximate, you know, positioning. Our history is not accurate, as we know. There's not a lot of accuracy in the science, and now we're starting to realize, as the science is constantly changing. You know, a lot of us remember the sun looking so different. Do you remember when all of a sudden people were talking about the sun looking more white? Because we remembered it being more orangish yellow. Well, and here you get another idea to scale. Yeah, the sun is changing, and part of that is all about the yugas. You know, it really is. Yeah, some of it is the haze and everything they spread in the sky, constantly plastering the sky. But again, the sky itself has been a hologram the whole time, because there are planets closer to us than even Venus or Mars that they don't want you seeing, because these planets are actually free. And not every planet in our solar system is underneath the same sort of control structure as we find ourselves.
And there's just so much information out there. There's so many different species and different beings. And we are in a place right now where there's a non-interference clause. That's what's going on right now. And I do strongly feel that that's going to change in 2025. That's the information that, although I'm not positive, the feeling and the energy of it is, yes, there's going to be a time where these beings can show themselves in open form, if it is possible, or at least let themselves be known in other ways.
Absolutely, because that's how it is the majority of the time, is that we recognize that there's extraterrestrial beings coming and going all the time. There's new settlers to Earth all the time, and interactions between beings from other star systems and other planets. Again, some people have said space is fake, but they don't go any farther and try to elaborate on that. Well, the concept of space as a vacuum, and the concept that we can't have interactions with beings that live on other planets that are, you know, from other star systems, is an erroneous one, because it's well known, it's out in the open, that this interaction has occurred. Now, for Cindy and I mean, we've had tons of interactions with beings that are not from here, beings that, all different cases. We've had so many, and we've let you guys know about so many of them. When you look to the asteroid belt again, you see Earth here, you see Mars. This asteroid belt is where Tiamat was, and Tiamat was blasted in this war, and it was reformed into Earth, and it moved from being closer to Jupiter to closer, you know, inwards towards the sun in its current location, because it wasn't as big as it was previously. And, you know, this is part of that big reveal. So this is Roni Vernet. Merchant ship reported 8 UFOs coming out of the ocean in Argentina on August 18th. They came out of the sea, and they started to move at high speed in a zigzag movement. Yeah, some will say, it's all just our top secret stuff. Some of it is. Yeah, absolutely. And again, you'll find triangular ships that have humans and reptilians on them. Or maybe humans working with grays and reptilians. You know, this does happen. And then there are many that are completely independent too. And, you know, there's a lot of trade that goes on of an intergalactic sort. These spheres are the unstoppable key to disclosure. They are everywhere. They are seen all the time. They appear in historic religious depictions. Yeah, the elephant in the room is right there. This is in the Vatican, as we've talked about. It's a Dyson sphere. It's about harnessing the energy of a sun. And a sun is, of course, a star. and ultimately our higher selves, our stars. And yes, what is the system doing? It's harnessing the energy of stars, and it's harnessing our energy.
They're very methodical about it, and they just constantly move forward, you know, even sometimes baby steps, sometimes taking big steps, realizing that's not going to work. So stepping backwards. So many ways we need to have a system set up in our soul that's not, you know, not so flexible. Like if there are certain things that you stick by those things, because the system is going to press those doors to see if they're ready to open. And every time they press, you know, they're either going to open or they're not. You know, there's certain doors that I keep closed because I know it's the system that's trying to open them.
Tesla invented unlimited free energy in 1901. Electric power can be broadcasted. Absolutely. Rife invented free medicine in 1932. Electrical frequencies destroy cancer cells and bacteria. Absolutely. And you got to jump through hoops to try to get a Rife machine. Because why? Because it, again, these things take power away from the control system. And, you know, boy, can you imagine the size of this tree? Think about this. Look at the size of that. And that is the reality, you know, when we think about Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Again, there are leftover relics on this planet of Tiamat. And, you know, there are things under the ground that are of Tiamat. This planet was the victim of a horrific attack. And, you know, I think I've had like visions of that driving, especially through the American Southwest. Cindy can tell you how I've hit these areas where I get nauseous, I get sick, I feel panic and anxiety. And it's like reliving some sort of trauma upon the people that were there. That happened from the sky so suddenly that there was nothing they can do about it.
Fear and anger are two of the most difficult energies to try to dispense. They're very thick, they're very dense, and so when someone passes away in fear, in anger, they tend to stay there until they're actually able to understand what happened and move forward. And this goes for areas too. So if that trauma was occurred in that spot, it's going to radiate those energy fields, and many people can feel it. They might not know exactly what's going on, but they can feel it.
The control system knows we're going to wake up in many different layers, and so they have always in place other agents, other ideas that will continue to lead us astray, even though we uncover certain things. You might be, and again, there are sometimes unintentional, people that bring unintentional information because they've had realizations. And I think I was one of them that was buying into. I always knew there was a technological component to this, but I didn't understand the depths of the technological percentage of how much of what we see in these greater cycles of time is really the control system taking advantage of the natural and then using artificial flavoring, as we say, to augment the natural. Yeah, you know, when we look to the cycles of the yugas, you could look at it as two halves of a whole, and each half is about 12,500 years, making up a 25,000 year cycle, of which there's great cataclysms at 12,000 year intervals and smaller ones halfway through those intervals. Sure. And so when we see, you know, the concept of the Grand Canyon being caused by one of those time periods, when we get people coming to the conclusion that there's these massive events that literally fry half the earth because, you know, the sun micronovas and, you know, just obliterates everything. And, you know, you have all this massive tectonic movement. The reality is, you know, the wars of the gods, again, when we realize these wars that go on between these extraterrestrial interdimensional beings, are vast in scope, and they occur in regular time frames because of those cycles of the yuga. So when you look to the Grand Canyon and recognize that that absolutely could be caused by a plasma discharge, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a natural plasma discharge.
You know, it's all over soda cans, natural and artificial flavors. I mean, they plaster it everywhere. So everything that we see is definitely, it's not all natural. And again, that's another understanding. And when I realized that, then everything started to come together. But this world is full of things that just didn't make sense to me. They weren't adding up. They didn't feel right until I was able to basically forget everything that I thought I knew and brought information in through channeling. And then I was able to piece things back together little by little.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, the information that we give you guys, it's really coming from our higher selves and our guides, as well as, you know, the things we've heard from other sources, but we don't take those other sources as being quote unquote gospel. And we shouldn't take gospel for being gospel. Again, it's all part of the system. This is the realization that we've had from interactions with the higher self, downloads, thousands of hours of meditation, and direct conversation with our guides and beings that are alive on the astral plane, as well as we've been able to contact many of the beings that we might read about, such as Alois Oramile or Peter Dunov, even Nostradamus and others. Again, they take advantage of the natural cycles to utilize what's happening and to hide the technology that does the greatest damage. So people have said, do you see that, you know, again, we got to be mile high in order to escape the crustal displacement? No. And we've remote viewed areas that are only 150, 200 feet above sea level, and maybe, you know, 100 to 200 miles inland, and they look okay. They look okay. I mean, there's abundant plant life. And if there was that type of, you know, crustal displacement event, you know, then it would all be washed away. There's a longer process that's going on, and that longer process is natural, and that's going to take a much longer time to come about. But, you know, that will come about long after the system has been reduced to dust. What we see is, you know, the system is the dangerous thing. And not to go too long on this video, we've been blessed with no interference. Just to give some clarity again, because there's things that come up time and time again. We don't see that. We don't see the earth being fried by a micronova that, you know, you can only live in Inner Mongolia or in Colorado to escape. No, we don't think that's the case at all. And again, in fact, you know, most people on this planet by far are in imminent danger just simply by the structure of the planet in the control system. That's really it. You know, not Mother Nature. No, she's holding off as long as she can. And when we're free from the control system, we'll hear her. And she will let us know it's time to migrate to this area. It's time to migrate to that area where, you know, there will be these localized cataclysms. But again, do I think the San Andreas and Cascadia and the New Madrid perhaps will go shortly? Absolutely. But it's not the end of the world.
And, you know, I know there's a lot of things out there that really make people freeze right there where they're standing, and they're very, very fearful of them. But I invite you to reel yourself in and look what is in front of you today. Look at what you need, what you can change for today, and make your life better. Just keep pulling yourself back. What is in front of me? What can I do today to make my life better?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is an almost distinct bird meeting its own kind. And, you know, I would play it, but something's telling me that we will get a copyright infringement. So, you know, I'll give you guys the link. Again, we are going to be scattered and we're going to be living in a more tribal situation. Those that decide not to go into the smart cities, and again, we see the giants that come and run these openly, that's in about 2035, when those that we know of as the Anunnaki return to openly rule the smart cities. Doesn't mean they won't be here before then. That's what the power structure is doing. And again, that 2025, it's a key year, because you know there are some treaties that come up for renewal and some won't be renewed. And so, hey, you know, this is humanity's awakening. We've never been alone. And we knew that, and we know that like 90% of the time. It's only the 10% of the time that we're truly in the most ignorance, and now we are awakening, and that's a beautiful thing. So stay prepared, guys. Have a redundancy in your preparations. Much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.